14 verse 14 siddhayare jnanasishtarde kalpaye vruttimatmana sheshetvattum tejan prajna padave mahata vyas siddhay things obtained by the grace of the Lord. Things obtained after sacrifice is offered to the Lord or after recommended Panchasvana Yajna is performed. Kalpayat, one should consider Vruttim, the means of livelihood. Atmana, for the self. Seshe, at the end. Svatvam, so-called proprietorship over one's wife, children, home, business and so on. Tejan, giving up. Prajna, those who are wise. Padavim, the position. Mahatam, the great personalities who are fully satisfied in spiritual consciousness. Yat should achieve. Translation. An intelligent person should be satisfied with eating prasada, food offered to the Lord, or with performing five kinds of yajna, panchasuna. By such activities, one can give up attachment for the body and so-called proprietorship with reference to the body. When one is able to do this, he is firmly fixed in the position of a Mahatma. An intelligent person should be satisfied with eating prasada, food offered to the Lord, or with performing five different kinds of yajna, panchasuna. By such activities, one can give up attachment for the body and the so-called proprietorship with reference to the body. When one is able to do this, he is firmly fixed in the position of a Mahatma. Purport. Nature already has an arrangement to feed us. By the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is an arrangement for eatables for every living entity within the 84 lakhs of forms of life. Eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. Every living entity has to eat something. And in fact, the necessities for his life have already been provided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord has provided food for both the elephant and the ant. All living beings are living at the cost of the Supreme Lord, and therefore, one who is intelligent should not work very hard for material comforts. Rather, one should save his energy for advancing in Krishna consciousness. All created things in the sky, in the air, on the land, and in the sea belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And every living entity is provided with food. Therefore, one should not be very much anxious about economic development and unnecessarily waste time and energy with the risk of falling down in the cycle of birth and death. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunuritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manodeshtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantam. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯ ಆನಂದ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಕಿಶೋರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ರಥಯಾತ್ರಾ ಇನ್ ಸೂಲೂರು ಪೇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಸಚ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಷನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಗೋ ಆನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ರಥಯಾತ್ರಾ preparations meeting all the elite of the town they were there and we conducted our program with our small discourse and then about Radha Yatra preparations and management. One of the persons who stood up, who happens to be the chairman of Jangalam Parameswari Trust, just like we are trying to make the ISKCON organized Jagannath Radha Yatra successful, taking this platform, I am also requesting that on 31st of May we have massive Brahmosvam for Jangalam Parameswari, and I ask ISKCON devotees, just like we are planning to bring 500 devotees for the Radha Yatra, I want all 500 of them to be brought in again to our Jangalam Parameswari Brahmosvam. And our Radha Yatra is for a day, and this their festival, it will last for 5 days. So you are requesting all the 5 days people should participate in our program. So I thought whatever we are trying to tell them, plan, it's all watered down. You're thinking hodgepodge. Hodgepodge means like with so much understanding and it's such a radical solution. Why we are doing this Jagannath Radha Yatra? Somehow or the other we want to trap the conditioned souls. What are you doing? You may fall on him. Why don't you go and take prasad? You are feeling sleepy, huh? You want to go and take prasad? Go. So whatever the ISKCON's programs or activities, it is simply an effort in a small way or in a big way, how to connect the conditioned souls to their original relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or how to engage the conditioned souls in the service of Lord of the Universe. The business of the preachers, the preachers have to use all their intelligence to find out ways and means how to introduce Krishna consciousness, how to engage conditioned souls in the service of Lord Jagannath so that they can be awakened to their real life, to their constitutional position. So the point is, the Jagannath Radha Yatra cannot be equated with any other such functions we see organized in many temples. It's actually very unfortunate that including the Vaishnava temples, many are not really functioning in an authorized way nowadays. It is not an exaggeration. The Tirupati Balaji is one of the Divya Desams, and in the bygone times, it is the headquarters of the Vaishnava Acharyas. But it has lost serving its purpose. It is such a big facility. We can just imagine, in those days, if Acharyas have arranged something like that, just like your TOVP, such a massive effort. What is the idea? The idea is to engage people. But because the management has been taken away from the hands of the Acharyas or the devotees of the Lord, the moment the devotees are not there, the Lord is also not there. Actually, that way the Lord is everywhere. I remember in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Nityananda Prabhu, waiting for the appearance of Lord Gauranga, he was going on tour to all the holy places. And finally, he reached Vrindavan. And not only all the holy places, including Vrindavan, he said, "I don't see Krishna here in Vrindavan." It has many meanings. That means Krishna is not worshipped as Krishna in Kaliya. Krishna is worshipped as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If people cannot recognize Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Kaliya, they are directly approaching Krishna or Rama. It is simply wasting their time. Is that right? If not wasting their time, it takes too long a time. Very. It's like a snail's pace. So to do any activity, there is an authorized process, and the same authorized activity, we don't do it in an authorized way. So in form, it looks like an authorized activity, like the sloka is there in the our Puranas, where that sloka is Sruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri Vidyam Vina Aikantika Harihara Bhaktir Utpa. He is talking about Harihara Bhaktir, Hari Bhakti. Sruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri Vidyam Vina Aikantika Harihara Bhaktir Utpata Vakyavala. Utpata. Utpata means it is a disturbance in the society. So it's a very stark statement. How Harer Bhakti is a Utpata. But the scriptures are saying. That means the devotional service, it has to be strictly done in the authorized way. Like our acharyas come, time and place, they adjust. Like we cannot hold on to the rituals and dogmas of the past. Because the idea is, is our consciousness awakened to Krishna consciousness, and are we attracted to Krishna consciousness, and then are we fixed up? That's why there is another sloka which says, sarve vidhi vidhanena. Whatever the scriptures are there, and the procedures and all that, they are all kinkara, there are servants of this one principle, that is, always remember Krishna and don't forget Krishna. So whatever we may be doing, just like you may think distribution, book distribution, or fundraising, like you have to do so many things to do this. In itself it looks like a little diversion. What is that? You want to take that? Suresh Yadav, you are invited for breakfast along with Dr. M.M. Goyal, including his two colleagues. Where are they? So take them. మాతే మీ బండి కూడా ఈరోజు ఆదివారం పోతాను మీ బండి సూళ్ళూరుపేట సూళ్ళూరుపేట వెళ్తాను మీ బండి కూడా గురువు వస్తున్నాను. సో హౌ మచ్ ప్లేసెస్ దర్ ఇన్ యూర్ వెహికల్? ఇద్దరు. సో ఇన్ డాక్టర్ గోయల్స్ వెహికల్ డ్రైవర్ టూ. సో యూ టేక్ దిస్ హర్యానా గ్రూప్ విత్ యూ ఓన్లీ దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ త్రీ అడ్జస్టింగ్ దిస్ టూ వెహికల్స్. యూ టెల్ దెమ్ వాట్ టైమ్ యూఆర్ ప్లానింగ్ టు స్టార్ట్ అండ్ లైక్ దట్. They will break. Come to the temple, pick them up. So after prasad, you will drop them here. And then maybe keep their number. Keep their number. When you are about to start from there, they will be ready outside. And thank you for your hospitality. What did I say?
Some of the activities don't look like devotional service.
Yeah. Book distribution, fundraising. Actually, because that is the desire of the acharyas, or that is the desire of spiritual master. If the spiritual master orders you that you do book distribution, that is your devotional service. That the spiritual master, he knows what is the need of the times, or what is the nature of the disciple, and what is the need of the hour in order to push this Krishna consciousness movement, and the instructions need not be always the same instruction at a particular time, like in Prabhupada Lilamrut, when Prabhupada was preaching, he started his preaching in New York. Satsvarup Das Goswami Maharaj, Brahmananda Prabhu, and Mukunda, the early devotees, including Ketanand Swami. So they wanted to join, and Prabhupada said, no, you continue to work and give me the money. He did not want them to, because at that time Prabhupada needed a little that thing for establishing Krishna consciousness. And then soon there were many followers coming, and then Prabhupada wanted assistants who can preach on his behalf. So then he decided, no, you don't have to work, you give up your job and join, or you preach. So it's like completely, they wanted to join, and then he said, no, you bring money. And then, all right, but it is not a stereotype in instruction. So that means Prabhupada is personally orchestrating the whole thing. And I also remember during my stay in Mumbai, I was preaching in a medical college, engineering college, I was going here and there. And some young people started coming to the temple, Jihu temple. And because they must be already some kind of pure souls. So immediately they became very convinced. And then they were replanning their whole life to join full-time and things like that. And I was happy that they want to join full-time. I introduced them to Radhana Swami, said they want to remain brahmacharis. And soon after their MBBS, they want to join. Maharaj widened his eyes, very good, that's and then let them first pass out, let them come, complete their. And after that, they brought their degrees, and along with them, I went to Radhana Swami. Then he said, do you know what is the essence of devotional service? He was looking. And then people were saying, devotees are saying different things. Then he said, surrender. This is the essence of devotional service. All the other many limbs are there, and they are also there. But he said, surrender is the principle. That means you do whatever is told to you to do. And then Maharaj asked, if I ask you to also do your post-graduation, are you going to do? He asked them. Yeah, because they have come to surrender. No, this is the instruction they are getting. And then, yeah, if Maharaj, if that makes you happy, we'll do it. They don't know so much philosophy, but they said, if it makes you happy, we'll do that. And then he actually made them to do MS. And now they thought, now we can join full time. And they were initiated by the time. But then slowly, Maharaj is increasing the degree of their surrender. And Maharaj asked, after they did their MS, post-graduation, so now we have a big degree, it will carry a lot of influence, now we want to join full-time, they told. And Maharaj said, so you want to remain brahmacharis all your life? You have no interest in getting married and all that? You become so strong? Yeah, Maharaj, we don't like married life. Then he said, then you are the right people to get married, he said, because you will not be, you will not mismanage your family life. Slowly Maharaj made them convinced about, now I am looking for actually if you MDs and MTechs, you join full time, it will have a negative preaching effect. It will have a negative preaching effect. Because if people see you are the few Indians who have just completed and you are joining, and everybody says, that means anyone who comes in contact with this one, maybe in the course of time they are expected to join full time. And it will create commotion, and parents may not encourage or like their children to go to ISKCON at all. And Maharaj said, I would like you, because you are so strong in observing brahmacharya, I appreciate very much, and I want you to actually settle down as grihasthas. And I have an idea that all your doctors group, we should run our own hospital, and you look like any family man, any outsider who has a profession, and you practice, and you will be the best role models for them, because you are also working like them, and you also have a family like them. But when they see your life with all that, how actually you are interested in advancing Krishna consciousness, and everybody will come to that. Means anybody can practice. Anybody can practice Krishna consciousness. There are no tags or conditions attached. Only when you move away from social life, or when you don't get married. Actually, although we follow, we follow like etiquette. Grocers, they offer their pranams to sannyasi. It's like a etiquette in spiritual path. But the principle is kiva vipra kiva nyasi srodha kenahai se krishna tattvata se guru hai. So it is not whether one is a grohastha or a brahmachari or a vanaprastha or a sannyasi, or not even whether one is a brahmana, kshatriya or vaishya, one who knows Krishna tattva. That's why in our sampradaya we have great examples. Directly the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are in our parampara, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He had 10 children. And is there any acharya who has done such contribution to the Krishna conscious movement? The kind of literature, the kind of preaching, and the kind of people he attracted. So he was a grohastha. So the point is, whoever observes these two principles, taking the instruction of the spiritual master as heart and soul, and then second thing is strictly doing your sadhana. You have an instruction, the guru has given you a mission, and we are here to do our basic sadhana in a strict way. And everything will unfold. It doesn't need any material qualification. It doesn't need any talent or expertise in anything. Because it is a sincere heart that can actually attract the attention of Krishna. If you look into the background of Radhana Swami, he's like a 19-year-old college dropout. Now, like, he's attracting big people who are PhDs, people who are in big positions. So by material qualification, but where is he getting all these realizations? Or delay according to time, place and person, or is doing katha, that people are becoming attracted. So that way, if you see material qualifications, nothing is there. But now it's such an important figure, just because of taking the instruction of the spiritual master to the heart, and doing your daily sadhana in a strict way. So all qualifications will come, all facilities will come. Prabhupada told more than several times that Krishna devotees have no scarcity of money. It's a bold statement. It cannot be a contradiction. A Krishna devotee having difficulty in having enough resource and facilities. That means there is some shortcoming in our devotional practices. If you are qualified, we will be Krishna. For Krishna, money is no problem. And Krishna is always eager to support his devotees. The thing is, have we come up to the qualification that we recognize, sir? Is that right? So, devotees are very confident. I remember one Prabhupada interview with press people in Australia, when the devotees brought a Mercedes-Benz car. In those days, they were like counted on fingers kind of people in Australia, the Mercedes-Benz car. And a Mercedes-Benz car was brought for taking Prabhupada. And the press people naturally, they become envious. I was just an old man, an outsider, and things are lined up in such a regal way. And then they were so shameless to just challenge an elderly person like him. You claim yourself to be a saintly person. What is this arrangement for you? Then Prabhupada in humble way, what do you want to say? Why do you have to ride in a Mercedes-Benz car? Then Prabhupada gave two answers. One is, in the kingdom of God, there is no rubber, tin and plastics. There everything is diamonds, rubies, gold and jewels. So what is this for me? And second thing he said is, this is not meant for me. Because I am representing Krishna. Krishna should be given the best things. I am representing Krishna and they are giving whatever best they can offer to me. And on another occasion, Prabhupada said, you can also sit in the asasana, provided you have that qualification, you can also sit. It's not that I am a special person. Anyone who can acquire that qualification, they can sit on the asasana. And he told, what are the qualifications to someone sit on the asasana? You have to give up this, you have to give up that, and you have to do it. Then one time people challenged me, do you think you are a very first class man? I said, no, I am teaching fourth class people. That means I am servant of, I am fifth class. The press people don't know how to attack him. So this is called Patita Pavan Jagannath. The devotees are more merciful than the Lord, because Krishna says, he says, what is that in the 18th chapter, don't teach people who are without tapasya. But that slogan starting. That slogan starts with, it says that, Nachasusasayavacham, Abhyasayaka. People who are envious, people who don't have the tapasya, people who are not faithful, you don't teach them my glories. You don't teach this divine knowledge. But devotees, they are so kind that they take the risk, they take the opportunity to talk to anyone and everyone and try to introduce Krishna consciousness. So that way, many times, if we are not in proper consciousness, we take Jagannath Radha Yatra. That's why whenever you carefully listen, whenever Jayapata Kumaras, whenever a senior Swami they speak, when you hear them, they give the, it is not an ordinary thing, that the very bhava, the mood of Jagannath Radha Yatra, it is the topmost achievement in devotional service. That means you are transcending the all other rasas. You know, the bhava of Jagannath Radha Yatra is The gopis are trying to, they did not like Krishna as Dwarkadish. They did not like Krishna be out of Vrindavan. They want to just take him away to the grooves of Vrindavan. That means what is most difficult to understand, what is most difficult to attain, the qualification for Madhurya Bhakti and the very act of doing Ravayatra, it is a symbolic of Madhurya Ras. Take the back. People don't know, but Jagannath, he considers anyone who participates in Ravayatra. So it is not an exaggeration when you say anyone who stands up and Lord Jagannath is riding on his chariot, anyone who walks along the road, anyone who pulls the chariot, and anyone reverential, just respectful, immediately we become recipient of Jagannath's mercy. Lastly, Revati Raman Prabhu, in every Jagannath Radha Yatra, he will not miss narrating this point. He says, and everybody claps their hands when these two points are told. You see, when a patient is very sick, he will go to the doctor. When he is too sick that he cannot go, the doctor will make a home visit. So this Jagannath, the people are so fallen in Kali Yuga that people don't recognize how important it is devotional service in our life. And the Jagannath, Lord Jagannath in a majestic way, he comes on the streets and he is blessing everybody. And second thing, he says that Jagannath has very wide eyes. He is just looking at everybody. And anyone who is doing a little service, it will not go unnoticed because he has no eyelids. He has all eyes on everybody. So that means actually it's a fact. Because we are not so advanced. We take it out as a festival. But people who are in that consciousness, they see how magical things are happening during the Radha Yatra. Many things. They just, in a city like that, when people, they don't know Jagannath and they are not interested in devotional service, but here they are getting the highest platform of activity, which is taking taking Dwarkadish, taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. So this is when we always keep these things fresh in our mind, so our hope and enthusiasm will be strong. Generally, we take things for granted. Generally, that these things go time and again. We tend to, what do you call, familiarity. But we should always, wherever we live in the Radha Yatra, our ears should be always glued to the kirtan. When we hear in there, it's coming, the sound is coming. That way, we're actually benefiting a lot. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kirandara Sindh Bhagavatam Ki.
I know Lord Chaitanya is the Kali Yuga, Dharma and all that.
Very good.